Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour, brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, and Quality Nails. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations and has been recognized by the Sioux Falls Stage Awards with a special distinction for promoting the arts. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Welcome to the month of June and episode 82 here on the Dave Holly Hour. It is amazing. We're up to 82 episodes. Great to have you along. And for those that have been sticking around through so many, God bless you. Certainly do appreciate it and appreciate everybody sharing and liking and helping out on social media wherever you can. Goodness, there's going to be a lot more social media coming your way here over the next few months, because June means summertime downtown Sioux Falls. And, well, we might as well just do it.
Time to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner. It's here.
So long, hump day and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty. We can't wait for Friday. So a day early, we start the party.
We'll get you primed for the next night is what we're going to do. Our toast this week goes out to downtown Sioux Falls. You can find out everything that's coming up this weekend, as well as throughout the summer. All the different festivals are going to be taking place. This is a first Friday weekend, so tomorrow, make sure you get downtown. Take advantage of some of the deals that some of the shops have and so forth. But there's going to be a boatload of live music, entertainment. It's going to be first Friday at the Pavilion, so you can get into the wash bath for free. And then Saturday night, I believe we've got Moonlight Movies down at the Fawick Park. Whew, it's really going to kick in this weekend. So get your opportunity. Make sure you take along your lawn chairs. Take along a sweatshirt just in case. But right now, Mother Nature is looking like you're not going to need anything but shorts and a t-shirt, which will help out the attendance down there. That's going to be fantastic. So downtown Sioux Falls, you are a great organization. And thank you for what you provide, including those musicians, artists, that'll be making their way downtown. You make your way downtown this weekend as well. All right. Hey, great to have you along. Yes, this is the show where we talk Sioux Empire arts and entertainment conversations. And, you know, the past week and the week before, we just had one guest each. Well, we only really have one segment per se. I mean, we broke it up. We'll have to throw a commercial break in there to help pay the bills. But it's Zach Dresch and Jamie Tharney from the Sioux Falls comedy scene that are going to be joining me. Zach, you hear his voice on this show every week. He's the man that does the Big D Entertainment, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, you know, the Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by. Yeah, that's Zach. Many of you know him as the Flu Bug. He's a very good comedian. In fact, he's a great young comedian. He happens to be up for a Sioux Falls Stage Award that's going to be presented July 15th. And I'll be talking more about that over the next few weeks as well. And Jamie is just on fire right now. You know, here's a gal that she and her husband moved here a few years back from South Florida. And they came up here and she just started getting into the scene and has been having a great run and is now going to be flying to, well, she recently got back from Lexington, Kentucky. She's going to be flying out to Pittsburgh. We'll talk all about that, plus just the movement that we have had recently when it comes to the comedy scene in and around Sioux Falls. Another thing that we do each week, a special shout-out we call
Honorable Mention.
I realize this honorable mention is a little bit self-gratifying because I happen to be part of the group. But last Friday, the Midtown Coffee Radio Hour, which I am the host of, but I have the least important job, truly, because we've got wonderful musicians.
we had our first live outdoor show. It was a little chilly. I did have a sweater on, but I didn't have anything on my bald head, so I did need a cup of Midtown Brown to keep me warm throughout. But thank you to everyone that came out and gave us some monetary help as well. Thank you so much. But just, it went off with very few hitches. That is really what we were hoping for, was just kind of have a warm-up, because you will be able to catch us live. Let's see, today is the 3rd, so that makes Saturday the 5th. Add two more weeks, the 19th. June 19th will be our first really true live outdoor show at the Strawberry Winery, or Straw Bale Winery, up near Runner. So we look forward to that. But in the meantime, and especially, I want to give a shout-out to a guy that doesn't get a lot of shout-outs about it, and that would be to Trevor Jackson. He is the sound man that we've had, but Trevor's going to be trying to get a band back together. So that was his last show with us for a while, and we wish him well. So, Trevor, here's to you, my friend. Honorable mention to the honorable mention to the whole cast and crew of Midtown Coffee Radio Hour for providing us yet another unique piece of entertainment here in the Greater Sioux Empire. But a funny thing happened on the way to my house. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. The guests came on the holiday. Jamie Tharty and Zach Dresch, two great comics from Sioux Falls. They're up next on the Dave Holly Hour.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but All Caps Fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
People ask him where he got his top shelf voice. Dime store. Bargain bin. Once again, here is Dave Holly.
Welcome back to the Dave Holly Hour, everybody. I know what you're thinking. Wow, how did they name it that? Well, we'll let you in on the secret. When I started the show, I gave the unpaid staff no budget. Said, here, run with it. And they came back with, how about the Dave Holly Hour? I said, perfect. That's what it is.
That's how you do it.
We like to have fun here.
Yeah.
And today, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about having fun, because two of the greatest comics in the Sioux Empire are with me today. Ms. Jamie Tharty.
Hello.
How are you?
I am so good.
Excellent. Good to see you.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about where you just came from and all the other places you're headed this year.
Okay.
As well. And of course, straight off the billboards, the flu bug himself, Zach Dresch.
How are you, Dave?
I'm better anytime I see you, my friend.
Likewise, my friend.
It's our common greeting. It's the love that we share.
Later, we have to get into the joke I've been telling about you on stage that you saw.
Oh, okay.
The impression.
Yeah, the impression one.
The impression.
Yes, we do
yes.
have to do that.
He looked scared.
No, I thought
he had another one that he'd come up with. No. It's like, oh, I knew that one, and I thought that was fantastic. I really did. Oh, let's see. Where do we want to start on this? Because, you know, we're headed to the summer months. I think where we want to start it off is the fact that fewer masks being worn these days.
Yes.
And that has
to
be fun for you two when you're on stage, taking a look at the audience and not just getting a muffled hur, hur, hur type of response and so forth.
Yeah, yeah. Also exactly. for me, because I wear lots of makeup, so... I really enjoy wearing a lot of lipstick, so it's much easier. It's not smeared all over my face like the Joker when I take my mask off now, so that's great.
And I feel like if you wear a mask on stage and it's hot in the building, just sweat,
ugh.
And then the makeup gets all messed up, and it's just like, ugh.
That's why I moved away from Florida.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I wear a lot of makeup, so I know what you're talking about.
I see that.
My mask is...
Wait a minute. The bigger issue between the two of you would be, who has the greater hairstylist?
Who do you go to?
Go to anybody.
Nate Holtz and I go to the Man Salon. We have the same hairstylist.
Really?
Shout out to Erica Hansen. She's fantastic.
Nice.
I talked to Nate. I got my haircut on Wednesday, and Erica goes, yeah, Nate came in here this morning to schedule an appointment today, and it was already booked up. And so Nate goes the next day. And yeah, we both got haircuts like within a 24-hour time span at the same place. So
that's weird.
Yeah, it was a little strange, but
small town stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a little bit different style than you, though.
Yeah.
You know, yours is still more full on. His is, you can tell that he's trying to keep whatever's up there going.
Yeah. In the last few months, though, as you kind of see him, he's been getting like a little wild man kind of hairstyle. Uh-huh. And he had told me the reason why he cut it is because he's taking family pictures in a week. And his wife goes, haircut?
And it actually had a question mark sound to it, or was it more of a directive?
Both.
Okay.
Question.
It was one of those.
Implied that it needs
rhetorical.
To be
rhetorical. Yeah. It's not like you're going to be saying, well, no, I didn't really think so.
Exactly.
No, it's going to be, yes, dear.
You got it.
Well, Jamie, my goodness gracious, we're recording this on Monday. So first of all, it's a holiday. Thank you both for taking time to get together and,
yeah,
and
sure.
chit-chat about the great comedy scene that has evolved here in the Greater Sioux Empire. But you're expanding your boundaries by going to, let's see, you've been to Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
Where else have you been of late? And then I know there's some big cities you're hitting soon.
Yeah, yeah. I think last year I went to Omaha. This weekend on Friday, I'll be at the District in Clear Lake, Iowa. And I'm opening up for Ollie Sultan and Wolf Dog Comedy, which that'll be pretty awesome. And then on Saturday night, I've got my Prairie Madness show at Marty's Tap in Sioux City. And we're excited because it's Pride weekend.
Yeah.
So we're really going to gay it up and lots of rainbow stuff going on. And so that's going to be cool. And then on Sunday, I'll be in Ankeny, Iowa at Harley's Hideaway doing some sort of comedy competition. So that's going to be lots of fun.
Marty's still using that big, almost like you're going walking into the back of a butcher shop type plastic thing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. But they've got like a big movie screen behind us now. So like I can project like a really cool image behind us. And so it's less meat locker like.
There you go. Okay, so those are drivable, but you've got some gigs coming up that are you getting an American Airlines card?
Yeah, I went to Lexington this past week. I was there for a couple of days, did a TV appearance, which is on the down low, which I'm excited about. And I think in July I've got a gig coming up in Philly. In Philadelphia, I'll be flying out there. So I'm not sure what date yet, but I'll keep you guys posted.
Excellent.
I think I'm getting booked through a guy who does runs the open mics at the Helium Comedy Club there in Philly, which is a big deal. So I'm excited about that.
All right. I have to ask. Helium Club, do they use a tagline, it's a gas?
I don't think so.
They should.
They
should.
Really should.
Yeah. Yeah.
They miss out on the marketing, don't they, Zach? They really... We got to put something together for everybody, don't we? It's our responsibility to give everybody else their tagline.
I'm just saying, Helium, put me on your lineup at some point, but change that slogan. Like, please put me on your line.
So how did you land the out-of-town gigs, and not just out-of-town, but out-of-the-region gigs?
I reach out to comedy clubs, and I send them my stuff, and I spent like a week putting together like a really cool press kit for myself and all that. And then I sent it out to comedy clubs around, and I was surprised I got some hits back. So I was really surprised.
And did you go to the Dan Bublitz School of Electronic Press Kits like I did?
I did not.
Oh, I did. It was well worth it.
Really?
Yeah, actually,
awesome.
Pretty cool. But, you know, I'm the initiative, I think, is the point that I wanted to bring up is that you're not just sitting on your laurels and going, hey, you know, this is fun. I get to go to a lot of open mics here in Sioux Falls, down in Sioux City, reach out, get to Omaha, get over to Des Moines, things along that line. But you're making it work for you. And first of all, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But, you know, second of all, to have, you know, the ability to push yourself to do that. Because I know it can get tough. We all sit here and sometimes we go, well, you know, it's okay. We're doing some comedy or podcasting or whatever it is that you find is your forte. But you want to be able to do more. And, and in some ways, you also want to push yourself.
Yeah.
And it's just a good to see that you're doing that and, you know, making it work.
Yeah, I feel really lucky. I feel like I feel really blessed that people want to listen to me tell my goofy stories. You know?
What do you think the difference has been for you since a year ago? Now that, you know, we talked a little bit about the fact that people aren't having to wear masks now. So that's a plus, obviously. Mm-hmm. More people getting into the comedy clubs is greater. But what did you do in that span of time that made you a better comic?
I think I listened to other people when they gave me notes. Luke Johnson and Nate and Skylar. They, you know, they'll be like, hey, why don't you try this? You should try that. And so I always listened to them. I always listened and I made those changes. And I think that made a big difference. And I think my confidence really went up because I was like, oh, that does work. I can work on these things on the open mics and change stuff up and make it better. And that's okay. You can have a joke that's not that great and then come back next week and rework it and try it a different way. And see what improvements you can make. And so I think just working, trying to make it better, trying to make it funnier, listening to people whenever they tell you, hey, you should try this, and then doing the thing, you know, don't be afraid to let other people sort of guide you and help you, especially, you know, whenever you're in a small town like this, you know, we're all pretty close and we all just want each other to do better and be successful. And so I think I wouldn't have gone this far if it wasn't for that sort of attitude that people have here in town.
Yeah. Zach, how about for you over this past year? What's it been pre-pandemic, during the pandemic, and now that we're getting back to quote-unquote normalcy?
Pre-pandemic, I was taking shows for granted because there was so much happening, but I was also very tired and overworked, and so I just got exhausted. And then when the pandemic first happened, I was kind of taking a sigh of relief because I'm like, oh, I've got some time off. And I'm going to write so much stuff. Nope. if there wasn't anything going on, you can't write. Like, even at a very sociable job like Hy-Vee, people were like, I'm like, what's going on? They're like, I'm at home. Like, nothing is happening right now. So I was just kind of like, okay, I'm going to take a break. And then when we came back in June or July, slowly but surely, it was great to see everyone again and get back into the swing of things. And, throughout 2020, I had ups and downs where this week was awesome. The next week after was not awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like, because this week, cases were going down, cases were going up. And then there'd be weeks where I felt like trash because we were doing shows in the middle of a pandemic. But yeah, it was just kind of like, South Dakota's leg, it happened. It's not our fault. We're just going to do it.
take advantage of the stage that you had at the time.
Yeah. And so now it's finally starting to pick up again. And so I'm just trying to figure out ways myself, like, because I actually get inspired by you, Jamie, going to push yourself and go out to different cities. So I need to do that myself as well. So I've done stuff around the area like Omaha and stuff like that, but I want to actually go and reach farther than that and figure that out. Eventually, I absolutely want to make entertainment full time because I work a day job. I really enjoy it, but it's not the ideal goal. Mm-hmm. So
I know exactly what you're talking about. Exactly. Working a day job, like I say, you know, that pays the bills and it pays for the bigger thing no one has. Health insurance for a 58-year-old.
Exactly.
And so that helps out greatly. But obviously, you know, if I had my druthers, I'd be doing something along this line or entertainment of some sort, conglomeration of it on a full-time basis. Because, you know, we have to have our passions.
Right.
And obviously for you two, you know, for Jamie especially, it's comedy. Mm-hmm. For you, you've got multi-talents. You know, you're a drummer, you're a comedian. You're a spokesperson, you know, you can do a lot of different things. But regardless, it's still obviously something that you would much more prefer than, you know, sitting on a phone or sitting at a desk or anything along that line.
Yeah. In a perfect world, I would love to do like 3 or 4 nights a week around wherever, get paid for it. And then the other 3 days, relax or work on my other projects. Like that's an ideal perfect world for me.
Or new material, even, those days. So you said that originally you weren't really getting any new material, despite the fact that you had the downtime. But what about now? Now that, are the creative juices coming back?
It's better, because actually we can go out now and feel good about being out and about socializing. So riffing with people, the comics especially, that has helped me get new material. But I've just been going through a lot of new stuff personally, new job, new diet, which has now since finished. I'm not gonna give it up entirely, but it's just getting used to new things is distracted me from working on stand-up, but I'll get back to it eventually. I'm still going to keep doing it, but every once in a while I've got to do a self-preservation thing. Like, I might just take a week off. Like, I just need to, I've got too many irons in the fire.
Yeah.
So, because this next month alone, it's, there's like all my stuff that I was not doing for a year. They're all like, let's do it again. Like, can you, are you available? Like, yeah. Hit me up.
In fact, let's talk about that. Your band, The Disarmed.
Yeah.
You've got some gigs coming up along that line. Plus, you're still helping out with Goodnight Theater.
Yeah.
You've got one of the cabarets.
Yes.
You're in the band of.
Yeah. It's the Iconic Cabaret. So we're playing songs from all the huge pop stars like Elvis, Adele, Amy Winehouse, Madonna, Queen, all that stuff. So we're playing like 22 songs, and we've had four rehearsals, and the show is in 2 weeks. So we've just been grinding and spending our own time rehearsing, and so now we're just like, it's go time. And so we're just in the throes of rehearsing a lot for the next couple weeks, and so it's gonna be fun. I'm excited for that, because Goodnight always draws huge crowds.
That
so
it does.
Yeah, so that's and I'm really stoked for that.
Excellent. Look forward to that. In the meantime, I suppose you guys are looking forward to some trips out to Rapid City?
Yeah.
Now that there's another comedy club?
Maybe.
Yeah. Luke and Skylar reached out to me. I'm going to be doing a headlining set there soon. I'm not sure when. We just got to figure out dates. But they hit me up because it's like Rapid City people might know me from flu bug stuff. So they're like, okay, let's get that.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Yeah. But in the meantime, it's great that there's going to be another venue in the state.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's not just going to be somebody out there said, hey, we're missing a comedy club, we better have one. But you've got, you know, some established comics that have an established comedy club that are adding to.
We just had a woman come to Covert from Rapid City. She drove to Sioux Falls to do an open mic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lori Stedman is her name. Shout out to Lori.
She was hilarious.
She was great. And she is going to be going to all the Rapid City open mics and occasionally come to Sioux Falls stuff because they're retired. So they're kind of like, we got all the time in the world. So we're going to start doing stuff. So yeah, she's great. She crushed her first set. She had been doing online open mics for a little bit, I think. But yeah, we told her, that the Rapid City Bosses Comedy Club is opening up, and that was like the stars aligned perfectly for that. So
that's fantastic. Jamie, what do you think about the benefits of open mics? You know, because you've been doing them for a while now. Mm-hmm. Now you're, you know, doing features and headlines, opening for great acts and so forth in all these different places. What did the open mics teach you that make you more marketable?
Oh, goodness. I think that just because you think something might be weird to talk about doesn't mean you shouldn't talk about it or that people can't relate to it. You know, that that your weird stories, other people have their own weird stories and then they can absolutely relate to it. And, you know, because you feel weird going on stage and talking about these personal things, you know.
Yeah, welcome into my life, everybody.
Right?
Here's who I am.
Yeah, this here. Let me just spill my guts for you. And at first, I was kind of scared to do that. So, you know, I would try to talk about things that weren't very controversial or weren't very personal. And then I discovered people really enjoyed it whenever I did get a little personal. So then I kind of delved into those more funny stories about my kids or about my husband, things that I would only tell friends. I started telling them on stage. And just being more hyperbolic about it. And people really love it. They really respond to it. And I think it's because they see themselves in the same situation at home as well.
Yeah. And what does Michael think of that?
He loves it.
Good.
You know, he just likes the attention. He just wants someone to pay attention to him. He's Mr. Jamie. Someone at the last show at Boss's on Friday night called him Mr. Jamie. And he thought that was hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, recently we had one of the headlights go out in our vehicle. And Carrie went down to the auto parts store. And apparently an elder salesman asked him, well, how come your husband's not doing this? You know, doing the whole gender normal thing that he thinks it is. And her response was, he's an entertainer. I'm the mechanic.
So I get that a lot too. And in fact, the other day she was like, oh, I'm married to a social monster. Well, okay, that's the way it is. But that's how you meet people. That's how you find out about people. That's how, you know, you two have ended up being on the show. Well, I knew you were going to be on, Zach, because I needed a voice to start the show anyway. You know, somebody's going to do the open other than me. So I hired Zach to do that. And it's like, well, I suppose at some point I better have him on. But because of knowing you, that's how I met Jamie. And that's how I've met so many other of the comics and so many other entertainers in general in this town. And I think that's what's just been such a pleasurable thing that I didn't think was, you know, when I started the show, that I really wasn't thinking, oh, I hope this means that this will happen. No, it's just come along naturally. That original list that I made between 50 and 100 people to have on the show at some point, I've only gone through about 35 of those.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because you meet somebody else because of somebody.
Yeah.
And it just continues to grow. And I would guess, especially the way that you've talked about it both, and, you know, when I've had Skyler or Luke or Nate on, Jerry, Irby, and so forth, when they've been on the show as well, basically, it's a pretty tight-knit community of comics around here.
Yeah.
What does that mean when you know that you're going either A, to an open mic, or B, you're going to be opening, featuring, or headlining, and somebody you admire is out in that audience as another comic that's there to watch you? What's it mean? How does it make you feel?
It makes you feel you're really paying attention to whether or not they're laughing. You're paying attention to them. You know, if I, whenever I first started, I was like, if I can make Luke and I can make Skylar and I can make Nate and Zach, if I can make them laugh, then I know I'm doing a good job. And so I would listen for their laughs. And so, yeah, so you listen for their laugh. It means a lot. You probably push yourself a little harder. You know, if somebody's in the audience that you really, really respect and you really look up to. So it only helps you improve.
Zach, how about for you, someone that's been doing it longer then? And had more of the headlining type opportunities and so forth.
It's kind of a toss up. I guess it's one of those things, like I try and shut off the brain where it's like, oh, someone is in the audience. Like I just want to do what I do and have fun with it. And tell myself, just kick ass out there, just have fun with it. And if I get people to laugh a lot, that is great. And if that joke didn't work, whatever.
And if it didn't work, you're going to be on Bublitz's show.
Exactly.
The Art of Bombing.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of times where I can hear Holtz laugh. And if he's laughing a lot, I mean, that means I did a good job.
Yeah.
For sure. It's like we both did a roast last week, and he was telling me, like, because the roasts I had done prior to that, I was leaning on people for support and help. This time around, I was kind of working more on my own. Just cause I wanted to try it out and see what happens. And so, I worked with a couple of comics and it was a lot of fun. And then Holtz after the show goes, you came up with all those yourself, man. That was like, there was some top tier stuff and I felt really good to hear him say that. So, and coming from the guy who ended up, he crushed the whole show, obviously.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Him and Matt Hastad, actually from Remedy, he crushed it
Matt?
To us. Yeah, he had some harsh words.
Oh, wow.
They were funny, but Matt did that thing. It's probably going to be bad, but I'm like, no, shut up.
All right, so we are speaking with Jamie Tharney and Mr. Zach Dresch, a couple of local comics, and great to have them along here on the Dave Holly Hour. They've both been on before, and so it's always a pleasure when you already have a bit of a background knowledge of some of the things that they like, but you know, this is one of those situations where an industry changes continually. You know, we're coming out of the pandemic now, so that's good to get back to normalcy. But other than getting back to normalcy, what types of things have you seen change over the past year or two when it comes to comedy?
I think that the comics are much more grateful for stage time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, because you miss making people laugh. Because once you start doing it, it's almost like
it's a drug.
You know? Yeah. And especially if you're just an attention-starved entertainer like we are, all we want is for to make people laugh and have a good time. And so you miss that, and you drive your family crazy, which I did. And now we can be out and about, and I see everybody is just full of joy. you know? And so that's really awesome and are a little bit nicer to each other.
Yeah, I'd say about the same thing, too. It's a lot more lively and exciting. Because for so long, everything was up in the air. It's like, hope this happens. I don't know what's going to happen now. And so it's just kind of like, oh, I guess now that things are opening up now, like everything that I like is back into the limelight. So things are kind of popping up again. So it's like as soon as music concerts started popping up again, that gave me a lot of hope, too.
Yeah.
So it's like comedy was happening, but then music stuff started happening, too. And I'm just like, OK, I'm excited to do both again, because I was just kind of like, if I do too much of one thing, I get in my head too much about it. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, okay, now improv's coming back, comedy's coming back,
that's right,
everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, so everything is coming back now, and I'm really stoked for it. So
June show, correct?
Yeah, it was June 26th, but bosses ended up accidentally booking a wedding, so we're doing it June 25th, the night before, instead.
Okay.
So. And plus, we're not competing with Pride anymore, which I'm sure we'd get some audience, but if it's Pride Day, we're not getting as near as much audience as we would hope.
Everybody's downtown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's the night before, so I think we'll get more people there for sure. So
yeah.
All right. Excellent. In the meantime, Jamie, one of the things that I think has just been phenomenal to see is the explosion around here of the number of women comics that we have.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's not just... a single thing. You've actually put together shows specifically with women comics.
Yeah.
What's been the joy of that for you?
Oh gosh. Watching them grow. You know, Sarah King, my partner, she just watching her just grow into herself and so much more confidence on stage. And her sets are getting tighter and getting a better reaction. And that's been a joyful for me, is to watch her. And also our little musical guest that we have on our Prairie Madness shows, the ukulele, Grace Jensen. She is so sweet. And every time she starts playing, I tear up a little bit. Every time. She's just gorgeous. And I just love her music so much. And so, yeah, just giving women a space to entertain has been awesome. And I just really love being able to do that.
And obviously, it's been a pretty easy sell for you, too, when you've gone around to line these shows up at the different venues.
Yeah, they're excited. People are really looking for female comics right now, I think. And I'm definitely striking while the iron is hot. So...
Yeah, because I did a couple shows with Wendy Mayberry from Minneapolis. She is absolutely a delight. She was fantastic. So, I was at the when we were doing that show, everyone kept saying what a breath of fresh air it was to have a female comedian headline instead of just all white male comics.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I do drugs.
Yeah.
Wendy said the same thing. They all do the same thing. Just talk about drugs and all that. Like,
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
How much pussy they getting?
Well, they're with the family designation on this show right there.
Yeah. We will edit that in post.
No. I rarely edit. I've only edited twice. And once was because someone forgot who the cast members were. Mm. And it had been a very long day for that person already. And it's like, okay, we'll take time to do that. And then recently somebody else just kind of blanked for about 30 seconds to 45 seconds. And it's like, you know, if it had been three or four, we'd have gone with it. But
yeah.
But other than that, rarely do that. And the only thing we will do is take a break right now to come back and talk more comedy with Jamie Tharney and Zach Dresch on the Dave Holly Hour.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation, 605-332-9235 or exochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
Welcome back to the Dave Holly Hour, where I should have had that on video. See, I spent a little money. Actually, a little money, too. It was great. What a deal. on getting the I Listen to the Dave Holly Hour podcast water bottles, and you were both taking a sip right at the same time before we came back from the break.
High five.
That's
high
the
five.
Way to do it, you know? As my wife would say, ABB, always be branding.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going with right now. But in speaking of, okay, you both have become great branders as well. Zach, you've been doing your Gronies as part of your routine for many years, mm-hmm. and now people can get those as shirts.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And tell us how they can get one.
Well, we are in development. My lovely girlfriend, Becca, designed my website, zachdresch.com, which has been up for about a month and a half, maybe 2 months now. And we're working on getting easy access ways to free people to buy those shirts. And otherwise, if right now people can just hit me up and say, hey, I would like a Grony shirt at my email, which is zacharydresch2@gmail.com.
Slowly for those in my demographic, please.
Z-A-C-H. All right. Zachary Dresch, all lowercase.
All lowercase.
Zachary Dresch 2, the number 2. I don't know why I did 2 instead of 1 because there's only one of us. Maybe there's 2. @gmail.com. So all if right. you'd like a shirt, hit me up. Or if you're friends with me on social media, just hit me up there, too. So,
even more likely, if you're at a show.
Yeah, at a show. Come say hi. I've been learning little tricks about merchandise. Like, if you set the shirts out way before the show, so when people walk in, they see that merch. On Saturday night, even this woman came up to me and said, I see you have shirts. Can I have one? Like, aww. Can I purchase one? Like, half hour before the show.
Yeah.
I'm just like, absolutely. So that's a good trick. I learned that from Dan Bublitz. That's another yep. marketing mm-hmm, thing I learned from mm-hmm, him. Mm-hmm. He's like, you got to put your tables up. Put it up right by the door. I'm making him sound like John Wayne or something. But you got to put your tables up by the door. And
all right, Jamie, what sorts of things have you been letting people have at your shows and so forth? I know someone in my household that wears one as a nightshirt.
Yeah, so I made, we did a show for a brewery, and for Lupulin Brewery, and they were premiering a new brew that is called a Nothing But Hash. And I thought that was premiered on 420. So yeah. I thought that was a pretty funny sort of callback to weed. So I decided to make a t-shirt that said Prairie Madness. Or I said Reefer Madness, but then the reefer was crossed out with lipstick and then written over it, Prairie. And so those are pretty cute, and people like those. And I've also got some Thick Thought stickers. It looks like the TikTok logo, right. Only it's like the silhouette of a woman with large breast and a big boob instead of like a musical note. And
oh, I hadn't noticed that. Said the man that bought 7 of them.
So yeah, I've got those stickers and magnets, and I've got some of those Thick Thought t-shirts coming. They're on the way.
Excellent.
And then I'll be able to sell them.
And selling right now just at the venues, or do you have a way that people can get a hold of you and get them as well?
Yeah. They can hit me up on Facebook at Jamie Tharney Comedy, and they can message me. And I will, you know, we'll get payments squared away, and I'll get that t-shirt right out to you.
All right. Now, before I forget it, though, Zach, go ahead. One of the things you do, besides your Gronies, you do lots of impressions.
Oh, yes.
I've seen one. I even have a video of it for proof. And, you know, if there ends up being libel suits or anything.
I understand.
Okay.
We'll figure it out in court.
All right. But, let people in on it. Let people in on it.
Well, Dave is one of my dearest friends. Just want to say that up front. So if we ever do a roast to Dave Holly, you know I'm closing with this. David, you're one of the most enthusiastic, positive, upbeat people I've ever met in my life. And I could even ask you to go at a Rob Zombie concert, and you'd just be like, fantastic. Let's get front row. And today I messaged you like, hey, I'm on my way. I'm going to grab some food real quick and I'll be right there. And you texted back, excellent. And I just read it as excellent.
Isn't that fun when you can get somebody's personality in your mind when you read?
Yes.
Things? Yeah. Because, you know, I try to, you know, one of the things during the pandemic, that is the correct pronunciation, is that I got lucky. I only had to Zoom a couple of times and do one phone call.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Because, and then a couple of times people wore masks when we were live face to face. But for the most part, we could make it so everybody was comfortable. And I was so thankful for that because, you know, that's the thing that when you read a text, if you don't know somebody well enough, you can't read what they're saying.
Right.
You know, you can read the words, but you can't read what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And I love, like you mentioned early on, Jamie, the facial expressions.
Yeah.
Just being able to see that and so forth. And that makes such a world of difference to me. So for you guys, that's obviously huge. You want when you get that, but by the same token, it is also fun when you get somebody's text of somebody you do know well, and you're reading it, and you can just hear them saying it.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
that's a good thing. Jamie, any impressions you've ever tried?
Oh, I could do a pretty good impression of my dad. That's pretty much it.
Well, you know, we've met him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was at one of the shows.
Yeah, yeah. He's staying in a nursing home now. Okay. He's doing pretty good, you know. Some days are better than others, but he's older.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's part of life. And whenever I was a kid, you know, he grew up on a cotton farm. His family were sharecroppers mm-hmm. in North Florida, very poor. And so and in the South in Florida. And so they have weird sayings, of course, you know, as you guys do up here, but even stranger in the South. And so a thing that he would do is if you'd say, "Hey, Dad, where's so-and-so?" He would say, "I don't know. I guess they went to shit and the hogs ate them." And I've never heard anybody else say that ever. Ever.
Boy, the visual on that one's
right?
coming to mind, right?
Yeah. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Like, what happened to somebody a generation ago? Somebody's Uncle Absalom fell in a hog pen drunk and the hogs ate him? And then you guys just came up with the saying?
And your dad was a spectator.
Right. Yeah. Like, is that like a family thing?
Instead of a first responder.
Yeah.
And as soon as
that happened, your dad's probably like, "I'm going to use that."
I reckon he went to shit and the hogs ate him.
Yeah.
You know, just like the other day, I found out where the beginnings of Don't Steal My Thunder came from.
Mm.
It was from the old radio play days mm-hmm. when you had the people that did the sound effects and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had gone into another studio to steal the little tin that they use to rattle to make the thunder.
Oh, wow. Huh.
And so he said, "Hey, don't steal my thunder."
All right, then.
Wow.
So, you know, strange things that all come about.
That's interesting. Yeah. I've always just been so used to that phrase I never understood.
Yeah.
You know, wow. But, you know, it just makes a point of, you know, what was the first? Right. And that's one of the things that I'm working on a little set about that. You know, who was the first to do this? How did this mm-hmm. start? You know, things along that line. And when we all have things like that then. So, Jamie, what's the go-to for you? Zach's got his groanies.
Right.
What is it that you are always going to bring out in a show, no matter what?
Oh, my God. Stories about my kids
mm-hmm.
and all the weird stuff they say. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I've got 3 or 4. I'm like, okay, I know that last 2 minutes. I've got this many minutes left. Let me bust out the queef story.
That was a dandy one, by the way.
It makes me laugh to tell it.
Well, you know, that's another thing is, did you have to suppress your own laughter?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. Every day I have to act like things are cool when they're not. Always, you know. My kids ask weird questions and say weird things, and you're like, okay, I have to act like that's completely normal because mm-hmm. I don't want to give them like a complex about it or make them feel weird about asking about body stuff.
But, and are they in their minds going, oh, God, Mom's going to use that now on stage?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I know whenever they get older and they can actually listen to what I say. Right now, they don't. They're not allowed to. You know, if my husband and I are working on making videos or listening to a set I just did, we don't let the kids listen because I say horrible things. But I know when they're older, they're going to be like, oh, my God, Mom, why would you tell people that?
Boy, I thought the things that my mother said about me were embarrassing. Whoa! Take us through the rehearsal process from a start of a bit that you're working on mm-hmm. to the point where you've got a set, and you've got a big show coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What all is going on during that time frame?
All right. So usually whenever I first come up with a bit, I I'm talking to my husband or talking to somebody or something funny happens, and I'm like, I got to write this down. So then I put it in my notes in my phone, and I do it really, really quick, and it's usually really misspelled, weird looking. And then later I have to go and reinterpret what I wrote. What was I talking about here? And then you figure it out after talking to your husband for a minute. What were we talking about? And then you kind of come up with, okay, this is the beginning, the middle, and the punchline, you know, and then you kind of rework and reword it until you've got like a good kick at the end. And you know that, you know, it's kind of like the opposite of what people, when you start out a story and then you want to end it with the opposite of what people think you're going for. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you take it to an open mic and you try it. And if it doesn't work, you throw it away. And then if it does kind of work, you keep it.
Back
and
burner.
Then, yeah. And then you keep trying it. And then right before a show, usually about an hour before a show, I'll write out my set list. And I just write like, sometimes I'll completely write out a joke if it's something that I'm scared I'm going to get lost. My train's going to get lost, you know. But now I can just write down almost like I treat them like songs. Like my jokes are like songs. And then I just write down the title of the song. And then I know, you know, what order I want it to go in and what direction I want to take the audience. You know, like I'm telling a story. And then I go on stage and I try to do my best.
But you do it that early beyond, or not early, but that soon leading up to your show, just
because
that hour.
If I do it earlier, then I get in my head about it. Okay. And then I start to trip myself up and I get too nervous about what I'm going to say.
Right.
But if I do it pretty, you know, soon before, then it's, I don't know. I don't have enough time to worry about it. Mm-hmm. I just have to do it.
What's your process?
Same thing. I kind of just socialize with people, and I can't sit down and write. Like, I can't start fresh and sit down. It's hard for me.
Yeah.
I tried so many times during the pandemic, and it just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I read a book that I'm not going to say the name of it because it's worked for a lot of people. It didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about writer's block, and it's a whole book about writer's block. And write down 3 pages of journaling each day. Doesn't matter what it can be.
Wow.
And so I did it each day, and it was just so uninspired, filth, and stupid. Like, it were the whole book, the author is just bragging about her accomplishments. And I'm just sitting there like, you want us to be inspired by this shit?
Yeah.
Like,
and they're making 1995 a copy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Holtz and I, after like 8 weeks, are like, you want to stop this? Yeah. This is stupid. Some people, it's worked great for them, but it's more of a theater based writing. I think it's not necessarily a comedy based writing book. And so it's just kind of like
more of a textbook, like if you were taking a college course.
Yeah, it looked like a textbook.
Yeah, getting a credit for it while spending several $100 to get that credit.
Yeah. Okay. I could sell it. I could make some money off that. But it was okay, but I was not inspired at all. But as far as writing stuff, I was getting off topic. I apologize.
This whole show hasn't been?
No, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Getting off topic.
I call it off the rails, but...
Right, off the rails. Yeah, either one.
I've told you that story about a couple of guests, haven't I?
Yeah. I think... refresh, yeah. I can't quite remember.
Okay, well, you know, there were some young ladies that happened to be on a visual media, shall we say, with a particular television station that, well, as you would say, you know how you do your, it sounds, rhymes with Hy-Vee. I'll say this one rhymes with yellow.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes. And, you know, had them on, and they were kind enough that the day that the show came out, and I had warned them of this too, before we started the interview, that, you know, hey, it's a good chance it'll go off the rails in just a couple of minutes, but that's fine. Because that's what this show is about. It's not, I am not a structured, hard-hitting interviewer, and so forth.
Right.
So then the day comes out, and I'm sitting there anxious, waiting for them to be on TV to give a little cross promo and so forth. We were on the Dave Holly Hour, and boy, did that show go off the rails in a quick hurry.
Oh, my.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's not like that hard hitting in your face like Larry King, where it was like,
Sioux Falls, you're on.
So you do comedy. What's your relationship like with your mother? Like, just, it's not too bad. What's your favorite brand of soda?
So anyway, You were off topic. The whole show's been off the rails, but who cares? Because we're having fun.
Exactly.
And we shouldn't say that it doesn't matter, because it does matter that we get out and talk about comedy and all the great things that are happening in the comedic scene around the Sioux Empire, and the things that the two of you were doing, as well as so many others. And, you know, one of the things that I was in a roundtable discussion of arts and entertainment for an upcoming issue of Sioux Falls Stage. And one of the things that got brought up when it came to comedy was the drive-in comedy that was done last summer. And what a hoot that was.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having people honk instead of like, clap. That was great.
I almost fell off a trailer. It was great. Oh.
I think that was the first night they hadn't quite secured a straightforward, like, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how to stand on it so that it wouldn't, like, wobble or move, you know?
Right, yeah.
And so, and I'm a goofball anyway. Goodness, I thought I was going to break that thing.
Do you see something innovative coming along, though, even though we're getting back to normalcy? Do you think there still might be a chance to do something fun like that versus just being in a comedy club?
I think that would be really fun. I wouldn't mind doing it again.
I'd be totally down to do like a showcase again, like a couple this summer.
I would love to do an outdoor one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that and I would love to do more roasts. I fucking love roasts so much.
When we did that one at a bonus round.
Yeah, that was a blast.
God, that was so much fun.
Yeah, that was fun. And I've done three in the last year and a half, and I had a blast with each one.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the roast to Ike. I did the roast to Cham, fan from Kaizen, and then we did roast to Denim last week. So that was a lot of fun. I want to do a roast to Zach Dresch for my birthday this fall. I think that'd be fun.
I think you should.
So I'd love to have you on it. That'd be a blast.
Yeah.
And
I think that would be?
What was it? What?
A roast of you?
Yeah.
I think it'd be fantastic.
Dave, you should host the roast. That'd be great.
I want to record you saying that on my phone, and then anytime it's inappropriate, I can just play it in the middle of a conversation. So I was like, hey, Jamie, do you want to go get some ice cream? Fantastic.
Yeah. And Dave, I want you to like hurl insults, but in the most positive, upbeat tone.
Oh,
like,
they will be.
Zach's got a small penis.
Zach's a piece of shit.
Is this thing on?
Well, I can talk about the several trips to your former job.
Right, yes. Several employees at Hy-Vee thought Dave and Carrie were my parents.
Aww. Yeah.
I still can't believe we didn't actually do it, but we were headed up to a...
Del Rapids.
Up to Del Rapids back in December. And I was going to be a roadie for the day for that that group. And you said, we really should take a picture, dad and son on a road trip,
and send it to one of the employees.
You got to get him an afro wig, though.
Oh.
You got to get him a big puffy afro wig and then do it.
And a
grony shirt.
Oh, I already have that.
Oh, all right. Well, then put that on. There you go.
That was my Christmas present for
him. That's awesome. Yeah. Oh.
Great. Let's see. And if I'm not mistaken, November 17th?
Correct.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Got it.
Nice.
What?
Yours so is December 17th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, or lower.
Lower.
14th, 11th.
No. If it was,
what's going
if
on?
It was the 16th and it's lower than the 16th and it's higher than the 14th,
15th.
Oh! Nailed it.
I am also a December baby. I'm on December the 19th.
Oh, do we have something special planned?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Yeah. Lots of December birthdays at, in the group that I run around with. So that'll work. We can do that. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we've had a whole bunch of fun talking about everything comedy-wise, but always love to talk a couple of questions. And even though you've probably both answered them before when you've been on as guests, it's always great. You know, new people are listening and so forth and that don't know you. Or, you know, there's always that great possibility that there's people my age that forgot. So, Jamie, we'll start with you. The two questions. First one is, when you're not performing, what do you like to be entertained by?
Oh, I'm really enjoying. There's this new weird show on Hulu called Cake.
I haven't seen that one.
Okay, so
I don't even think I've seen a promo for it.
It is so cool. It's like these weird little, it's comedy too, and it's like these weird little short films. Some of them are animated, some of them aren't, and they're brilliant. And whenever my sister was going to film school in Tampa, whenever I was a teenager, we would go to this thing called the Spike and Mike Animation Festival at the Tampa Theater. And that's where I saw the very first South Park short.
Oh, wow.
In like 1994, 1995. Wow. And it reminds me of that. It's all these experimental films, and some of them are funny. Some of them are just weird. Mm-hmm. Like my kids accidentally walked in on like a cartoon of a dude, of a fat guy and his dick hanging out, like dancing. And they were like, what is going on? I'm like, he's just naked. It's fine. But yeah, it's weird stuff like that. So I've been watching that. I've been reading, you know, I like reading about, Elizabethan era, which is kind of nerdy. Yeah, I love reading about ancient England, like around the 1100s, whenever the kings first started and the tribes mm-hmm. kind of came together. I like reading about that era a lot. I've read pretty much everything I can get my hands on about the Plantagenets and the Tudors and all that stuff. And it's really dorky, but give me a dry book about British history and I'm down.
Any other hobbies?
Yeah, I like to do cross stitch. Yeah, that's a thing I do. I like doing cross stitch. One day I'm going to make a thick thought cross stitch, I think. I'm
there
trying to come up with that. But yeah, I like to do that. I like hanging out with my kids.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Zach, when you're not entertaining, which you do like pretty well, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
So when you have those rare moments.
Right. I love watching music review channels on YouTube.
Oh yeah,
just fun to watch people banter and rant about like what album is garbage and what
uh-huh.
like they have lists like top 10 bands that are overrated that should just die or stuff like
goodness
that.
Not so that harsh
intense. Not that intense.
Oh okay,
but, stuff like that.
A little harsh.
So that's kind of fun for me. I've actually been doing a lot of reading myself too. I am reading a couple of autobiographies at the same time. Mm-hmm. autobiography. One about the Texas band Kings X,
mm-hmm.
which is one of my favorite bands that's underrated as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I've seen him a couple times. And then one about Chris Kattan from SNL.
Oh, nice.
His autobiography and his experiences on SNL.
That's so cool.
That stuff just always fascinates me.
Yeah.
And yeah. I love listening to music, so especially I work from home, so I'm listening to music all the time. So just kind of trying to discover the next new thing or listen to classics kind of all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So do that kind of stuff. So
other hobbies?
We play video games every once, like old school Sega or Nintendo, that kind of thing. We got the Sega Genesis Mini and the Nintendo Mini, so we have fun with that every once in a while. And I collect vinyl, so I love buying vinyl, mm-hmm. and I should really stop. But I think that's the main thing. We like to go to the State Theater, see mm-hmm. a bunch of the classics in the movie theater there too. The seats are so comfortable.
Oh really?
So, yeah, it's amazing. And they just aired Romy and Michelle's high school reunion this weekend, and I can't believe I missed that.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah,
my very first official date in life at age 16.
Was that the State Theater?
Was at the State Theater.
Aww.
What movie was it?
Great rom-com, Clint Eastwood. Any Which Way But Loose.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
All right. Hey, a pleasure as always to speak with you and to see you guys. Thank you so much.
Jamie
Tharney and Zach Dresch,
thanks for having me, Dave.
Great comics in the Sioux Empire who have busy, busy schedules. In fact, just quickly, Jamie, big weekend for you right now. Tell us about that again.
Yeah, June 4th, I'll be in Clear Lake, Iowa at the District opening for Ollie Sultan and Wolf Dog Comedy. And then Saturday, June 5th, I'll be at Marty's Tap in Sioux City with my Prairie Madness show with me, Sarah King, Grace on the ukulele, and I've got Brooke Barcel is going to be hosting for us. She's from Omaha, and she pretty much kept the comedy scene alive there using Zoom during the pandemic, so she's a busy lady too. And then on the 6th, I'll be in Ankeny, Iowa. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it. Is that right?
Yep, that
cool.
is correct.
Yep. Thank you. And I haven't heard anybody say it before. And I'll be there at Harley's Hideaway doing a comedy competition. And then on June the 16th and 17th, I'll be there again. Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Big, busy times. How about for you?
June 5th, Saturday, June 5th, I'll be in Royal, Iowa with Nate Hulse and John Small. It's at the Great Hall of Royal. I'm excited to do those shows at like 7:30, I think. And so Nate and I are both, we're co-headlining. So it's going to be like a 2-hour show. So it'll be fun. And June 18th, Sharon's Little Helpers, my second band, is back. We're playing at Club David. And it's going to be a jamboree, so it's not just us. Like, I think there's going to be, my other bands might be performing at this event. I might be doing stand-up. So everything I do might be in that one night.
Yeah.
And so that'll be fun. And then
For one low price.
For one low price. I think it's free, actually.
better yet.
And then June 19th, or June 12th and June 17th, Nick Burke and I will be back performing together, doing acoustic and drum covers, because I just got a new drum kit ordered yesterday or 2 days ago, so I'm very excited to
break in this
new drum kit. It's got 2 floor toms, so I'm excited to do some Disturbed. yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be happening. We're going to be at Woodgrain on June 12th, and then Monks on the 17th, and then The Disarmed is back with our first show in 2 years on the 19th at the Alliance, which is where the old Badlands was. And so we're going to be opening up for March in Arms and Work of Wolves. And June, what else is there? Oh, right. June, what else is there? Ha. Huh. June 25th is Improv Falls' comeback show at Bosses. 9 p.m. because Debbie has Footloose at the Orpheum that same night. So she has to haul ass to.
Because I have to be out at the Pride night.
Oh,
that night at the Canaries game. Mm. And I was like, no, you guys were going to be on the 26th.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're delaying it because we can
make it work.
Debbie's got Footloose. So.
Excellent.
So
we're again. And both of you did that without calendars in front of you. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
And we'll be back to wrap up the show in just a moment.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Welcome back. Thank you again for listening. Certainly appreciate what you folks all do on the social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also we have a website, DaveHollyHour.com, and there's a DaveHolly.com website that, should you forget that hour part, you know, you're changing time zones or something, and you can go onto that one. It's a little easier to remember. And you'll be able to find a link to get to Dave Holly Hour as well. Trust me, it works. I've made sure it does. Anywho, thank you as well to the great guests today, Jamie Tharney, Zach Dresch. Fun to laugh with you guys. Fun to be around you. You're great people in addition to being great comedians. And also to our friends down at Woodgrain, even though we didn't record down there this time around, it's just also nice to always thank Woodgrain, Frontier Bank, and Agua Fresh, and that wonderful area down at 9th and Phillips, where we have a great lobby that we do so many of our recordings of the Dave Holly Hour, which we will be back to doing this coming week. Speaking of, still working on the schedule for next week as to who's to be on. If everything comes out right, a couple of great people that we'll be talking about a couple of great organizations in town. Okay. In the meanwhile, I do want to say that if you're looking for something to do this weekend and you're not going to be headed downtown for First Friday or any of the downtown events, the Ruggedly Handsome Trivia Host is at the Sky Lounge Friday night with June is Bustin' Out Trivia. Famous Junes, you know, like Celebrity Junes, you know, June events. Lots of fun stuff. Plus, you know, just for fun, we'll still throw in a great old, what do you call it? General trivia round. But the theme is June is Bustin' Out, so put your thinking caps on, kids, and I'll see you there. In the meantime, talk to you again next week. Remember, my name is Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, and Quality Nails. If
you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, go to DavePollyHour.com. At the bottom of the front page is the additional link section. Click on the orange button, Dave Holly on Linktree. You can order merchandise, become a Dave Holly Hour VIP, and make contributions to the show. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.